It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here and starting your day in a positive way. Waking up with us was Denise Carter. Delightful.
I love her. She is an amazing person.
She lights up the room.
She does. You want to just spend more time with her and find out more about her and what she does.
Yeah. And you know, again, just really passionate. So anyways, I am really excited for everyone to be here. And of course, our phone number here, write this number down because we've got lots to give away again. And that phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, I want to talk about the 59th annual Caneo Valley Days. Can you believe that? They're going on from May 7th through the 10th. It's over at the Caneo Creek Parkside, right off the 23 there, off of Jan's Road there. And I'm telling you, there is going to be amazing stuff going on there. And they've got some amazing music. And they've got carnivals for the kids. And then they've got got a huge, huge band and dancing and all that. So I want to start off with giving some tickets away to that right off the bat.
I feel like Caneo Valley Days for kids is Christmas halfway through the year. You watch it be built, and then at night the lights, and you can see all the rides running. It's such a great time in Ventura County.
Yeah. So anyways, I would love to start off with some tickets to that. So 419-0008, 419-0008. I'm going to do a 4-pack. So a whole family could go to that. And again, put that on your calendar, May 7th through the 10th. And Mary Catherine over there is a good friend of mine. She does an amazing job. And so I would definitely love to get everybody over there. Our first guest this morning is Jennifer Cooper Finiter. And she is going to be actually just joining us right now. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And of course, she's going to be talking about the Kentucky Derby Gala. And that is at the Camarillo House. And it's a new location this year. You look beautiful for this early morning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful colors.
I know. Everybody's all dressed up. Did you just see Denise Carter?
I did.
There you go. Yes. All right. And then we're going to be talking with Diana Lang, and she's the author of Opening to Meditation. And so, again, let's talk about all these amazing things that we are giving away. And, Tom, do you want to do that?
Yes, we have some great prizes. How about $25 Mission Oaks Cafe certificate? Along with that, $25 for the Lazy Dog Cafe. Great place for the family. And Paul Martin's, another $25 gift certificate. We have the Ventura Music Festival with the London Quartet. That's happening Sunday, May 3rd, along with that, and Ozamotli. How about that? What a great show.
Yeah.
May 2nd, California Beer Festival presenting Hamburger and Hops Music Festival at one of the best places that parties happen. That's the Collection.
There you go. All right. And, of course, with Jennifer in here right now, I actually have, thank you so much, Jennifer, for giving us a pair of tickets. And that is for the Loving Heart Hospice Foundation. And it's a Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. We were talking about kind of getting all our stuff ready and enjoying the mint juleps and all that stuff. So welcome. And thank you so much for joining us here on my show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us what's going on and tell us about this amazing day that you got coming up.
So we have our annual Kentucky Derby Gala coming up, as you said, on Saturday, May 2nd. We're at a new location this year. We're at the Camaro Ranch House, and we're really excited about that because, of course, it's a beautiful location, and the barn is perfect to have a Kentucky Derby Gala in.
There you go, yeah.
And we're expecting a really fun and exciting day again. We have an amazing list of sponsors who are sponsoring the event again, in addition to your show. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be mint juleps and bourbon sour and sweet tea vodka.
I love it.
And fun hats and dresses. And we're going to have the horse race satellite coming in live from Kentucky Derby.
That was so fun the last couple of years. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then we'll have, obviously, casino gaming entertainment from Aces and Eights. We have an amazing silent auction, live auction, and dessert auction.
There you go.
So
a dessert auction. What's the dessert auction?
Yeah, isn't that fun? So we have these amazingly beautiful desserts. You know how like desserts are so in
Absolutely.
Right now? Like beautiful desserts are
I
in.
Love,
desserts
pay that attention look like to gifts. Details.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. So we have desserts donated, and then we auction them off just like you would do a silent auction or a live auction. Yeah.
Isn't
so
that fun?
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you get the little platter underneath it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's so, you know, yep. it's so you eat
so
it, but
right
then
there.
You still
get to take, you mm-hmm. take it right then.
Yep. Yep. You take it home with you.
I
yep.
love that.
Yeah. And we obviously have dessert at the event, too, that the guests will eat, but these are desserts
that
we'll take
home. But this is something different.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are all the people? Like, so did everybody just, you got different people making different things? Is that?
Yeah. We have, so, you know, because of all the food health standards, we're really careful about all of that. So we have all the desserts coming from bakeries.
Bakeries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not out of, like, kitchens. And not that people in kitchens don't make great desserts.
No,
because
but,
we
yeah.
all know we do, but.
Right.
So we have just, you know, sprinkles and Pastry Girl 123, Disgustingly Delicious.
Mm.
We just have some amazing desserts. So it's very fun.
Yeah. So, okay, how much are the tickets and where do my listeners get tickets?
Tickets are $76 each, and that's a dollar increase from last year. And I'll just explain that because people go, 76? How did you arrive at that? So we are outsourcing some of our setup with another small nonprofit called Casa de Vida, which is a drug and alcohol recovery home. So their staff is going to come in and help us, and we're going to be paying them that extra dollar on each ticket for helping us.
Oh, that's
so
a great way
to. So we're trying to give back to other nonprofits. Profits in the community.
I like that idea.
So that's the reason that they're $76 each, and they can get them on our website at lovinghhfoundation.com or by telephone at 805-222-4673.
So, okay, you know, we always kind of like, what is the exact attire that we're supposed to be wearing? Because that's always a little
exactly.
tricky.
Yeah. And you yeah. don't want to have a big, beautiful hat on if nobody else is wearing one.
Yeah.
So almost every lady last year, I would say, was in a hat or a fedora.
I love that. I love when people really go all mm-hmm. out and participate
yeah.
in the theme.
Yeah, yeah, it's very fun. But also, it's not like extravagant. Oh, thank goodness for Pinterest, because you can just go to Pinterest these days and get
I
great ideas.
Yeah. yeah, absolutely.
So we wouldn't want to discourage anyone from coming thinking, oh, I don't have the right hat or I don't have the right dress. That's not it.
But they even
you
had hats
put a ribbon
there
on a sun hat. I mean, you
of
could
course.
Really do anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and yes. they sold hats
yes,
there, too.
And we will have fedoras and hats there that folks can purchase reasonably priced if they want to wait and do it there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well,
that's really
and
fun.
Okay, and so what kind of entertainment? Tell us about the day so we can just get everybody excited. Again, I want to give out our phone number here, 419-00-08, 419-00-08. And, of course, we have a pair of tickets to give away, and that is to the Kentucky Derby Gala, and that is May 2nd, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the times?
The time is 2 to 6 p.m. We extended it by an hour this year because we felt like things were a little bit rushed. So, you know, people can come and go. But kind of the events of the day, Kirby Subaru will be there, and they're doing a tailgate toss out front. folks can have an opportunity to win prizes as they come in. That's kind of right when they're registering. And then we have our Master of Ceremonies, Brian White, and then the gaming casino tables. So they'll get casino gaming money when they with the purchase of their ticket. And then we have cocktail bars, the cocktails I talked about, beer and wine. And then our wonderful food, Southern food, is being provided by Marty's Catering from Ojai.
Yum. Sounds delicious. Yeah. There's something about Ojai that just sounds like it's, you know, farm to table. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah. And then we have desserts for our guests to enjoy there. And Nothing But Bundt Cakes is donating all of our desserts.
Really? They're amazing. Nothing Bundt Cakes are amazing.
Amazing, amazing. And then Pastry Girl 123 is doing some of our desserts that are just like beautiful. I mean, I know they taste well, but they're so aesthetically beautiful to the eye. Really trying to just take the theme through everything. So we'll have, you know, hat cookies and horse cookies.
I love that.
Yeah.
Huh? And I love the Kentucky Derby theme. I mean, I think I was probably should have been living in the South. As you could tell, my Lily Pulitzer from Target. But I love everything about it. I love the formality of it, and I love the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, yeah, very fun.
So much fun.
So then the silent and dessert auction, we have a horse betting booth. Guests can bet on the Kentucky Derby with funny money. We're not betting real money. And then we have some other races that'll be looping that we'll be playing and betting on. And then we have a hat contest, speaking of all those hats. So
I love that.
Hat contest with fun prizes for one woman and one man.
I think I was second 2 years ago.
Fun.
Yes. Yeah, it was really fun.
So do you wear, are you going to wear a new hat this year when we go?
I'm not telling anybody.
Okay, so I've got a little competition.
Yeah.
And then the live auction, which we have about 9 auction items. And I really wanted to take it down this year because it can take up some time.
Absolutely.
In the event.
Uh-huh.
But when you have such great items, it's like, well, that's just a live auction item. We have to do that.
I think it's, and especially if you've got great items, mm-hmm. people don't mind watching the excitement of who's going to end up with it.
Yeah.
It's when you do the live auction and it's things that you can kind of get anywhere.
Right.
It's the more exciting
yes.
items.
So
that
what are
enjoy.
They? What are some
you know,
of the
we
auction?
Have some amazing things. We have a one-day cruise on a yacht this year.
Very nice.
For 8 guests, donated by the Duke family, and it's, I guess, this amazing yacht. And then we have Good to Great, which is a medical cosmetic solutions company, and they're giving a $500 gift card for the gamut.
Very nice.
And then the Pier into the Future Foundation donated an engraving on the pier, the Ventura Pier, which we thought was so.
Wow, I never heard of that.
I know. There's a memorial section, so you can do the memorial section or the regular section. And I thought, since we're obviously a hospice foundation, would be a nice
really
thing
nice
to.
That's a really nice idea.
Yeah, put into the. And then we have the funnest yellow beach cruiser. We're calling it the Farmer's Market Beach Cruiser. Comes with a hitch for the car and kettle corn and wine and fresh flowers.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the picture of it. That's a great bike. Sometimes I want like an old-fashioned French bike to put on my front porch. I think that would look so cute.
You're so funny. I love that.
And then the last couple are Cafe Friends, Chef's Table for 4.
Ooh.
So one of
I know. I love a chef's table in a restaurant. Do you get to sit in the kitchen?
Yes.
That's
and then
really
the,
fun.
The chef will do it right in front of you. And we're not promising Fabio because they don't ever promise that. But it's
absolutely.
Him or one of the others.
Yeah.
So.
But just being
good.
In the kitchen.
They're
is,
all good.
You know, you always get a little bit more than you expected, and they're like, try this, try that, and the wine to go with it. I'm
and it's
sure
so fun to watch all of that.
Absolutely. All the excitement.
Yeah. Then we have the typical golf, you know, at Olivas Links. We have a gorgeous mammoth chalet that when they rent it, rents for $4,500. It's 3 stories. It's got heated floors, plasma TV in every room. It's absolutely beautiful. And we sold this twice in the live auction last year because it was
really?
Such a popular item. So, and then we have a mini iPad, which is kind of fun that'll be in the live auction.
Oh, that's really nice.
I could use that since I just dropped mine.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, I hate that.
The worst is I took it away from my kids because it didn't have the cover on it, and I took it away and set it down, and then I bumped it and it fell.
I did the same thing with one
so
of mine,
mad.
And my husband gave me his, but then he's like, "Should we fix this?" And he's like, "Now who broke this?" I was like, "Oh, I don't
remember."
I know exactly. I'm like, it slipped out of my my salon bag, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you know what? I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Jennifer Cooper Finitary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the Kentucky Derby Gala. And where do all the funds, what does it all go towards?
So the Hospice Foundation, the Loving Heart Hospice Foundation, is a very small, local, community-based nonprofit. And the money goes for end-of-life care. So, and we're so small that we don't have a lot of bureaucracy. And I really say that frequently because I came from a large local nonprofit where the bureaucracy, I think, prevented us from helping, really helping patients in the community. And I love that we're small and that when somebody, and this is hospice care, we don't have a lot of time here. People need help and they need help immediately. So when they come to us, we evaluate their situation and quickly let them know what we can help them with. So that can look like respite care in a skilled nursing facility. We have a beautiful facility in Moore Park. If it's there or somewhere else, either one of those would work.
You know, this is an odd question, but there's been a lot of controversy around. So is hospice, do you have to pay for hospice? What's your thought on that? You know what? In fact, Tom just said we need to take a really quick break. So when we come back, we're going to find out more about that because I really want to hear about that. Let's do something and give something away right now. And how about, we've got the Loving Heart Hospice tickets. And of course, I hope that everybody called in on that and you can still continue to call in. Also, we have, how about some Hamburger and Hops Music Festival? We've got tickets for that. And I've actually got a VIP ticket for that.
I always love the VIP.
Yeah, so that is over at the Collections, and it's going to be great. And that is actually May 2nd, too. So we got so many things going on, all these great events, and we hope that you could be a part of all of these. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to The Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. And I do want to remind you that we do have our 2 o'clock show. That is right here, 2 to 3. We're going to be talking with Matthew Shuey. We're going to be talking about Global Web FX. He is amazing, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. We're going to be talking with Lisa Carey and about the California Strawberry Festival. It's that time. And then we have Evelyn Locker coming in, and they are actually, I was telling Denise about this, and of course I want to tell you, Jennifer, is Team Tony. They're seeking a hero for a hero campaign, and it's right here on the 805. He's looking for a kidney transplant, It's, that's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show is really just talk about anything that can add value to our lives. And sometimes it's right here that we need to work together. And so we were talking about where does it all go and tell us a little bit about what you do.
So as I was saying, the foundation assists patients with end-of-life care. And so that can be, caregiver relief. I mean, caregiver burnout is a huge issue. because when somebody is terminally ill, caring for them by yourself, or there's just a couple, I remember when my dad was ill, I mean, it took three of us the last 10 days to really serve him, you know, until he passed. And so.
Is that what made you get into this?
You know, it really was. It really was the force.
Because Denise kind of felt the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what she shared with us.
Yeah, I really felt that the hospice care we received were just angels on earth.
Yeah.
And it was really, it's dignity. It's dignity at the end of life.
You know, and I'm really glad that we kind of talk about this. I know we always talk about the brighter side, but in reality, we start off as these little babies. We grow. We have this whole life, right? Mm-hmm. And we want to end our life on a good note. Mm-hmm. And some of us just feel so empty and alone, and we don't need to. Mm-hmm.
And right. For your family as well, I think that sometimes the family needs assistance in getting through the journey of the end.
Absolutely, yes, because it is such a process for everybody, you know.
And I would imagine as a caregiver, you're sometimes a therapist for the family to help them work through their issues before the end, because it's happening so fast.
Yes, yes. And it, I think as a caregiver, you're often putting, I know for myself, I was busy advocating for my dad on the medical side of the spectrum and interfacing with all the healthcare professionals and that kind of thing. And I wasn't really processing my grief, you know? And so that's really what we try to do at the foundation, is come in as a comprehensive team and support that whole family structure, whatever that looks like. So that's a social worker, that's a caregiver, that's an RN, that's a medical director. I mean, there's a whole
team of people.
Yes, team of people that come in.
So we talked about, do we pay for this? How does that work? Or is that all what this all benefits?
So 100% of our proceeds from our fundraising goes back to patients.
Really?
100%. And I challenge any other small nonprofit, because, you know, everybody has overhead. We all have to, you know, you have to spend money to make money. But even to the degree of my salary is supported from the for-profit side. So all the nonprofit, 100% of that proceeds goes back.
You know, what I really want to say, and I love, is just, we just talked to Denise about the Fettini. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby Gala. That is May 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over at the Camarillo House. These are all win-wins. Mm-hmm. That's what I love. I mean, I love that we've all discovered a way that we can have fun and give back at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Absolutely.
Nothing better than that.
Yeah. And, you know, we want folks to know that we're out there. So oftentimes probably a lot of us don't plan for this. We don't plan for the end. So for those that are planning for the end or thinking about us or have somebody in their circle of influence that need help towards the end of life, whatever that looks like, give us a call, because that is what we're here for.
Give out your number.
Area code 805-222-4673.
Okay, well, great. And again, give out the date of the Kentucky Derby Gala.
It is Saturday, May 2nd, at the Camarillo Ranch House from 2 to 6 p.m.
Okay, and we're so excited to be there and be a part of this. So,
well, we thank you for partnering with us again, especially getting the word out.
Yeah, so. and we want everybody there, and it's just going to be another, you know, I love all the events that are over. I mean, I love where you had it before, and now it's perfect. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope to see you. We'd love to have you.
There you go.
I have to get my hat. I'm not sure what I'm getting, what color theme I'm going to go with it. I'm going to look at Pinterest.
And that is a really great place to start off with there. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Diana Lang and opening to meditation. And this is something that, you know, everybody can use in their life, right?
I've been reading, especially after our show last week, I've seen a lot about meditation. And if you can take 30 minutes of your day and meditate, it makes you a...
You were actually weren't on the one show that we actually, I think it was last week.
Yeah,
then
I've seen so much.
But then they were saying 16 seconds. He counted to
that's
16.
That's all you needed. But they were saying if you could take 30 minutes, it increases your productivity, so many things, your well-being.
Centers you, I think, you
Absolutely.
Know?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, well, I want to give something away. And we've got May 1st through and 2nd, we've got Ventura Music Festival. And we've got tickets for that. So I'd love to give a pair of tickets away. And that is, well, we could do May 1st through the 3rd. Call right now, 419-0008. And, you know, I don't know if we ended up giving this away on our 6 o'clock show, but let's start right now. $25 gift certificate to Famous Dave's. And let's give that away at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Conejo Valley Days is back for its 59th year celebration of our valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit. With carnival rides, live entertainment, local vendors, arts and crafts, games, food, and wonderful community involvement, it's truly a long-standing celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days is set for May 7th through 10th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. Purchase tickets online or at the door. Visit www.conejovalleydays.us for more information.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And you know what? I want to do something again. We're going to give out a couple more tickets to Conejo Valley Days. That's May 7th through the 10th over at Conejo Creek Park, Thousand Oaks. Got to get out there. Live music shows, mega carnival, and this is their third annual outhouse races. So we've got a lot of stuff that they're going to be doing there. And if you don't win tickets here, you can get tickets at for $10 are adults, and 6 through 12 are $5. Under 6 are free. That means my little babies, right?
No. That's right. If you bring those twins.
I'm not bringing them, but they're not. Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Their first carnival.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm telling you, this is a great place to be, and you're going to want to get there. So give us a call. We've got tickets for you right now, 419-0008. All right. Jennifer, I know you wanted to mention something.
I do. I want to give a shout out to Nothing But Cakes, as we were just talking to Jennifer from the Kentucky Derby Gala, and their Nothing But Cakes is donating all of the desserts to their event. They're also donating all of the dessert to Rolling for Pink. So a huge shout out and a thank you to Nothing But Cakes. They're so generous and supporting all of the things that go on in the community. So if you like to play Bunko, you want to help us raise money for Breast Cancer Research Foundation, or if you love bunk cakes, definitely check out the website at www.rollingforpink.org. And it's a great event to raise money for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and we too donate all of our proceeds back, and we've donated over $200,000 the past 7 years, and we could not do that with all of you. So please join us again this year and make it a great weekend.
There you go. Also, I do want to tell you, I do have tickets to the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, and I'm telling you, I saw the best show there the last time I was there, and this one is The World Goes Round, and it's going to be another great show. That's April 18th through May 24th. We've got tickets for you. So again, 419-0008, 419-0008. I've got two pairs of tickets. So let's get everybody out there.
I love local theater. I love all the theaters that we have here. They're smaller theaters, but their productions feel so professional.
They're so good.
They're so great.
I have to tell you. So anyways, I'm really excited. Our next guest, Diana Lang, and Opening to Meditation. And are you there, Diana?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about meditation. And I always think, does that mean I need to start, you know what I mean? But
right.
Everybody really should, yeah.
Well, I'm very biased in that I think that everyone should meditate.
Right. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a meditation teacher here in Los Angeles. We're local to each other, which is so nice.
Yeah.
I've been teaching for, like, since 1980, so, you know, a long, long time, and teaching to wide groups of people, people that have never meditated in their lives are probably the most common person I'm teaching to and explaining these ideas to. And so I'm really good at talking about kind of metaphysics and abstract ideas in ways that people can use right away. I love practical application. That's what matters to me. Like, use it, like using meditation as a daily interactive thing to improve your life and make you feel happy and fulfilled. And meditation really does that. And so I really encourage people to meditate because I want them to have that experience and to have that life experience of feeling fulfilled inside their lives right now.
So you say fulfilled, okay, so, I mean, obviously that's what we all want to feel is, you know, fulfilled in whatever we're doing in our life, whatever chapter we're at, but how does meditating make you feel that way? That's what I don't understand.
Right, that's a great question, and it's really about inner fulfillment of being true with ourselves, to really listen to ourselves, what matters to us, to learn the difference between what maybe our families wished for us or our society wishes for us or what women should do or men should do, all these kind of outer constructs that often we're reacting to and marching in time to, when really maybe our note or our offering or our contribution is something different than that. And when it happens that yourself is really living your truest life, that is fulfilling. People feel good. They feel happy. You're doing what you love. I can hear it in your voice.
Thank you. And I am doing. You're absolutely right. But I get that. But there's days that, you know, we all kind of doubt ourselves at times. So, you know, I always say, close your eyes, look inside and ask yourself, right? Am I staying on my tracks? Are these, you know, my, you know, somebody else's? Am I doing what my friend wanted me to do? Am I doing what my husband wanted? No, this is something that I want to do. And I think that that's super important that we do that, correct?
Right. And how do you get access to that? Well, you've got this wonderful question you ask yourself, which many people wouldn't know to ask themselves. You know, they would do a pros and cons list. Let's say you've got a job offer, you know, and it means moving to another state or another place, you know, in some faraway place, and you're thinking, should I do this or not? And people will make pros and cons lists to try to decide, when in our hearts we really know, like, we don't want to leave Los Angeles for some reason, or we do, and it feels exciting. And our inner self knows all the time, like a Geiger counter, of what is good for our best expressed life, our most truest expressed life. Our inner self knows that, and it will give that feedback to us if we will listen. And you've got this wonderful question, which is a meditative kind of question, to ask yourself, which keeps you more in tune with your heart's desire, which you are doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I never knew that it was a
right.
That it was connected that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think people are meditating all the time and don't know it. You know, it's like when people that walk and, you know, take walks every day, that can be a meditation. Being in your garden, that can be a meditation. Being with your baby can be a meditation.
That's funny. When I run, I don't always like to listen to music with my headphones because I sometimes feel like I can organize my life and clear my thoughts if I don't have any music on.
Exactly, because you don't want the distraction. And it's about, really, what is meditation but a sort of active listening, right? And the other aspect, to in order to actively listen, the key to everything in meditation, and I think to a spiritual conscious life, is presence, right? Mm-hmm. To be present, to like this conversation, right? We're really present with each other. We're feeling each other as we're talking. I feel you. You feel me. And it's intimate in a sense, even though we're talking, you know, from a distance.
Right. And you're connected. You know, a lot of people, you know, you meet those people, you just see, all of a sudden you meet somebody and you got eye to eye contact. That's why I have to be honest with you. That's one of the hardest things about doing the radio, is because I want to see my listeners.
You want to see their facial expressions.
I do. I want to see them. So I get their responses through my emails and through their calls and all this stuff. But I want to, like, see them. I love to meet them and know, am I touching them? What we're saying making a difference in their life? That's why I love doing hair. I'm a hair therapist. And so when I'm looking and I get their hair blown out really good, or I get their color and I nail it for them, and they're like, oh, my God, I love it. You know that you need it, you know. And so that's what I hope that I'm doing through my radio shows of bringing amazing guests like you on. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us and waking up with us. We're talking with Diana Lang, opening to meditation. Now, are you a teacher?
Yes, I teach meditation.
Okay.
I also teach yoga.
Okay.
Yoga is what brought me to meditation, actually, and my book is about meditation, because to me that's the heart of all of this work, like Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga or anything, you know, that is conscious kind of activity. Inside of that is this meditative principle, and it changes people's lives, and I've watched people have miracles in their lives. I see it almost every day of my life. I get to be with people while their life is in transition. I'm usually meeting people when their life is in transition, and I get to assist them to choose things that will make their life so much better. And that, to me, the muscle that they need to build, I feel, is meditation, to have a dialogue with your inner self, or your higher self is another way to say that.
Diana, has this helped your life? I mean, like, is there, you know, we always have a journey and why we're so passionate about what we do. What was your journey?
Oh, my. Well, I got into yoga first, and because I had scoliosis, and I had pretty severe scoliosis, and I loved the mechanical aspect of yoga to fix my body and the rehabilitation that yoga can do. But within about a year and a half, I really got the part about yoga. I've always been a philosophical person. Even when I was a little girl, I was reading books that other people weren't reading, you know, just kind of metaphysics and esoterics. I was always interested. But yoga gave me the tool and the practice, because I kept going to class, basically, and in the classes I was meditating. And this whole world opened to me of that dialoguing with the self, of the highest aspect of the self, to reach kind of higher ground in myself, of fixing my spine, which I did, and then my mind and my consciousness. Because before that, I would have said that I was a depressive type of person. And, you know, if you meet me, well, you can feel it. I'm not anymore, but I really was. And I learned through meditation how to change my mental state, which to me was this huge freedom, because it was like a weight I carried all the time. And I really help a lot of people with that very subject, of course, because I've been there and I know that passageway very well. But always, like in all things, right, there's a gift inside the suffering or the pain or the perceived problem. Inversely, there's a gift inside of it. And so that part of me that was sad, let's call it, I would call it now, was sad, is part of the ability that I have to track people into their sadness or into their dark places and not be afraid of it. And so I can go into very deep places with people because of what happened to me, you know. So it created a depth in me, and so I so appreciate now, you know, my history and where I came from.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing. Now, yeah. Let me ask you a question. So people with maybe depression, or maybe they're going through a life-changing event in their life, is that something that you can, what would you tell them to do?
Well, I would want them to be as authentic with themselves as they can be, to be as true with themselves as they can be, and as optimistic with themselves as they can be. And finally, the biggest thing, to be loving towards themselves. Love is what opens up the doors of our inner self and our outer world. And when there's not love, and we all know this, we can be so self-critical and so negative towards ourselves, that negative self-chatter that is happening, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not old enough, you're not young enough, etc., that just is going on like this train going by infinitely of negative thought that we're not really realizing, you know, because we're still out there in the world. To teach self-love, to be able to accept yourself where you are, is the pathway to the of least resistance, for sure, and allows us to really be creative into our lives, even within the problem, because like life is, not everything is just easy or wonderful. We're always given challenges and problems in our lives where we get to, and I think of it like that, work creatively with that those energies to make something better from it.
Wow, I love that. You know, I loved how you did say, we get to. We get to.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people think, oh, God, you know, I think of life really as an emotional roller coaster. Just as you think, everything's good, boom,
isn't
you
that
know,
the truth?
You roll down this hill, and then you got to work really hard to get back up to that next one. But I think what you're saying is, if you can be comfortable in your own skin and really just enjoy the ride, you're going to end up not having this extreme up and down. It's going to be like, here we go again, another
lesson.
Let's see
what we're going to learn from this.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I remember thinking a long time ago, and I haven't really thought about this in a long time, is when we're being born, we're in this really comfortable place in our mom's stomach and everything, and we think it's all good, and then we're born into this strange new world, and it's like, oh, now what? And then we're like, oh, okay, this is okay. And then you know, you're all comfortable, and now you got to start going to school. It's like, wait a minute, you know? And then, you know, you get all that, you know, like, you know, K through six done. And then you're like, good, I got that. Now you got to go into middle school. It's like, seriously, I just got. But that's really like, you know, the chapters of our life. And that's kind of, if we look at it, it's just growth. It's just keep growing and learning each other and learning ourselves and really falling in love with who we are, the transportation that we've been given.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really true, and that's really beautifully said. And one of the meditation affirmations I give my students is, I deeply and completely accept myself.
Ah. Do you find, because you work with so many people, that a lot of people don't completely trust themselves or believe in themselves or are happy with who they are?
Yes, more than you'd ever imagine, actually, because when we're really true in our private self, it's very different than our public self.
Right? Yeah.
And so part of the gift of meditation is you really do learn that you are sacred, that your life is sacred. Every single thought you have, everything you do, and everything you are is a gift to the world. And as you deeply and completely accept yourself, you start to be able to access that and to move from that strength rather than the weakness of feeling not good enough or unworthy.
Wow. Diana, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but will you stay with us and we'll kind of go a little further deeper into this?
I'd be happy to. I'd love to. Thank
you. I love it. All right. For anybody that's just joining us right now and waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, we're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give something away right now. And what about a Paul Martin's $25 gift certificate? I love their soup. I love all their stuff over there.
I love the polenta at Paul Martin's.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
I love the skirt steak.
I was just going to say, but the skirt steak is really good.
Yeah.
Too.
Anyways, it's all good. It's over in Westlake. I'd love to have somebody go and take this $25 gift certificate, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Duvall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And we're talking with Diana Lang. We're talking about opening to meditation. And I want to give out something, one more thing right now.
Yeah, let's give out some tickets to the Ventura Music Festival. It's going on the weekend of May 1st through the 3rd. The London Quartet will be there. There's going to be some great concerts, which features nationally known singers, instrumentalists, ensembles, and chamber orchestras. It's a great event. You don't want to miss it. It takes place in downtown Ventura. There's artists that will be there, lots of people to enjoy the music. So give us a call, and we'll give out those tickets to the first winner.
There you go. 419-0008. Everybody call in right now. And again, Diana, we're talking about being honest with ourselves and really kind of having a relationship with ourselves. So many of us beat ourselves up.
Well, and going to that point, you know, what I like about your book is it gives you the directions on how to start meditating, because I think with a new challenge, we're always afraid we're going to do it wrong. And when I was looking at your directions, it's really sitting there and being still, and you can't really do that wrong, you know, right, to sort of take a look at what's going on, a window into yourself.
Exactly. When I wrote the book, I was really attempting to have a meditative experience even in the writing of it. So when you're reading it, it almost feels like a meditation. And then also within the book are meditations that you can link to by your computer or your smartphone, and you can actually meditate right there and then using a QR code or typing in the meditation thing. And so you can just have the experience of meditation right now.
I've heard so much about it lately, about meditating. And one of the things I read was that meditating at work, perhaps when you go to lunch, staying in your office and meditating for a little while will rejuvenate you and make you more productive and more creative. It's very helpful to your well-being.
Right. Yes, and I love
second wind.
One of the things that you say here, let yourself be.
Just
how simple is that?
But how hard is it just to sit? For a lot of people, I know for myself, it's very difficult to just sit and be.
Yeah. But you know what? A lot of times is what I will do is I will either get to my, you know, an appointment early and just sit for a second and kind of
gather my thoughts. That's why I love to go to the dentist, because I love the magazines.
You love the dentist?
I love any doctor's office because I love the magazines.
Oh, you just like to sit there.
I love the quiet.
Okay, you guys are going to laugh, right?
It's cold.
But I go to the Lexus dealer and get my car washed. It's the only dealer I know. They wash our cars. But I go in there, and I'm not kidding, I have my own Lexus little club.
That is so funny.
They have coffee and water, and it's just, you go in there and just chill.
Are there good magazines?
Yes. There's TV. You could just do, they even have little stools for your feet. And you just kind of sit back on this really nice couch. And then they come back and your car's done. And I'm like, already?
I wanted to stay longer.
Yeah. No, and I love it. So it's almost like that's what you just do, these little gifts for yourself. Diana, is this your first book?
This is the first book. Again, it's actually a revision of the first book. So I did it a little. We added a little bit more to it, and we added a new beginning and an ending and some other things. So it's actually, and there's a couple of books coming right after this, following this.
I am trying to finish my book, and I love how you made this so simple. I love that. I mean, really, that's how my life is. I don't like complicated. And this is a book that I would read. It's just very, you are good. And then what is your goodness? We're a given. Who helped you with your book?
Well, I am a writer. You know, I always have been. I've written books and written all my life as part of my own process. And I have done a lot of articles. And I have a writing group that I work with, and we write in a very certain specific way, which we call oracle writing, which is a creative writing process versus a critical writing process. And it's about just letting whatever comes out, it's almost like a meditation, whatever comes out, and then editing as a very separate process. And what that does is it unlocks your inner voice, and it's a very powerful technique for writing.
Wow, I love that. I mean, a lot of people say to write a letter to yourself or to somebody if you're having a problem with somebody or you're...
Just don't mail it.
Don't mail it. Yeah, that's just true. But I love that. Wow. And what if you're already working on your next book, what's it going to be?
It's going to be spiritual tools.
Mm.
And it's very specific, you know, techniques and things. This book that you have, Opening to Meditation, is very much about a general overview of meditation that anyone can do. And it was written like that on purpose to keep it as doable and usable and applicable as possible. The spiritual tools will be much more in depth about principles and how to apply them, you know, the teenager or taxes, all the real subjects of life, like how do you use this stuff, really?
Yeah, don't you think it would be great if, I have four children. Do you have any children?
I do not.
Okay.
That's why you're so peaceful.
But could you imagine if your kids go to school, maybe back in, kindergarten, and they learn to meditate in school.
Oh, yes.
And so before they even start the class, could you imagine how much peaceful the teachers would be?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Deepak Chopra says that every child was taught to meditate at 8 years old, just in that one grade, it would change the world.
No, I really believe that. I think we need to change
the
world.
We need to get on the phone and call the schools right now and say mandatory meditation after lunch.
Yeah, but I really think, again, everything comes with example. And as a parent, you need to be the one that shines. And when you can be calm with your kids and
show them that you're taking some quiet time, it's important for them to have some quiet time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, kids get it actually better than you'd think. I've taught a lot of kids, too, and worked in school environments, all different camps and in just regular classrooms. And kids get it, and sometimes they get it better than their parents do.
I love it. I love it. You know, is it something that you should do at the same time every day, or is it something that you could do, any time you kind of have a moment?
Right. Well, I would say any time is better than no time, and so it doesn't really matter in that sense. But in the old teachings, they would say try to do it at the same time and ideally in the morning because it sets the tone for the day. So like if you meditate before you even get up and you just sit up in your bed and take 5 minutes and meditate, it creates a vibration that affects the entire day because you did that. On the other hand, I think if you did it, at your office at lunch, right? That works. At any time you can bring presence and consciousness to your life, it is better.
Wow. Sounds really good. Where do we find your book? And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. The book can be found on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, any of those kind of sites. It should be, as of May 1st, it'll be available in bookstores, too. So, and you can ask to order it if it's not there. So it's no problem. And you can also go to my website and get it from me directly.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us here.
I'm so happy. I had such a wonderful time with you.
Well, great. Okay, share our show with everyone. All right, we are actually at the end of our show, and I can't believe that. I do want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show here today. And we've got Matthew Shuey going to be talking about, it's all about your business and how you rank in Google ranking. And then, of course, we're going to talk with Lisa Carey about California Strawberry Festival. So you know what that means. We've got tickets. And then Evelyn Locker, Team Tony, seeking a hero for a hero. And he needs a kidney transplant. And we're going to find out, you know, if any of you out there, any of our listeners qualify for that. With that, we are at the end of our show, Jennifer and Tom.
It's been a great hour.
Yeah. And again, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. A daily ritual is a way of saying I'm voting for myself and I'm taking care of myself. Did that totally go? I was almost going to keep her on. I don't know if she's still on. But anyways, that is what we're talking about here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us and we'll be back later. Talk to you soon.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With 2 residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and 2 partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.